Okay. Hey, Ben.
Hello, Chris.
So you were
So,
saying, you were just now talking to me a minute
yes.
ago, that you had something to say about a movie called V for Vendetta.
Yes. I just watched, I'm very late to the party, but I just finally watched V for Vendetta the other night because it's been on Netflix.
What did you think? Did you enjoy it?
Now, I had the privileged question mark position of having some foreknowledge of what was going to happen because I read the graphic novel written
See,
by Alan Moore.
you're actually now a step ahead of me because I've not actually read the graphic novel.
So I had some prior knowledge, and also, but what that gave me was kind of an ability to compare the two.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing to do whenever you have a lot of familiarity with the original version of something, and then you see a remake or an adaptation, and it's hard to avoid comparing the two.
Yeah.
I thought it was very interesting. There's a lot of Alan Moore is kind of an outspoken person with a lot of radical ideas, I guess you could say.
I've read The Watchmen and League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, so I imagine that's probably par for the course of those two of his beliefs.
He's got some very political thoughts. So it was interesting to me that a studio in Hollywood made a big budget version of such a anti-authoritarian, anti-establishment kind of story.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to me that juxtaposition, because there's a lot about it that's very slick as a movie. There's a lot of the lighting is very polished. There's a lot of Matrix style action sequences, which it was written by the Wachowskis, by the way. I don't know if
Oh
you knew
yeah, I
that.
forgot about that. Yeah.
So there's some influence there from the Matrix in the way the action scenes are visualized. So there's that level of the movie, but then there's also kind of this radical concept that if a guy imprisons a girl and tortures her, it can be okay because he was just trying to give her freedom of an intellectual nature, which is it's a pretty complex. I've oversimplified it by saying that, but it's a pretty complex philosophical thing that runs the gamut of Stockholm syndrome and a lot of other ideas that it's hard to pack into a 2.5 hour movie. So I'm very much admire its boldness to try and tackle something that complex. I think it's a 13 volume comic, if I'm remembering correctly. I could be wrong.
That does sound about right. I've
So
not
trying to
read it,
pack
but
all of that into a movie is daunting, to say the least. Now, is this a film that you remember from its original release?
I vaguely remember when it was first released. I actually watched the movie years after it was released, so
Gotcha. How is it that you came to watch it?
It had been on my list for a little while, and I found it in a thrift store, a DVD version of it on in the thrift store, and
Nice.
I took it home to watch. Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I was curious. I know you're a big fan of Orwell's 1984,
Yes.
which obviously had an influence because it's a dystopian world, dystopian England, no less.
Yeah.
And you mentioned before we started recording, there's kind of a link with the actor John Hurt, who starred in
He's
film adaptations of both.
he did, yes.
But I was wondering how you feel that V for Vendetta compares to 1984.
It's a lot easier to get through.
Which?
V for Vendetta for sure. So the action sequences kind of make it a little bit more bearable to watch. I can't imagine what a movie from 1980 of 1984 would be like. Because I remember reading the book. I'm like, oh, this will be an easy read. This will be pretty fast. It's only like 150 pages or so.
Yeah, it's not too long.
And it just took me weeks to get through it. It's just like such a slog because nothing good ever happens to this guy. I think the one
Yeah.
time something good happens to him, he finds his love of his life there that turns out all to be fake. And she ends up getting, I guess, brainwashed again, reviles him afterward. And he's told that it never was real.
Yeah.
That the guy that he was supposed to make contact with the rebellion was actually just the leader of it all anyway. So it's a really dour story.
Yeah, they're both pretty bleak, but I agree, as you say, that V for Vendetta is kind of buoyed by having some action.
And in the film, and V for Vendetta, also at the end of the film, there is a sense of the people rising up, and that there's like a sense of hope
Yeah.
after everything is blown up,
Right.
where you don't have that in the book, at least in 1984. I've never seen
Yeah.
the film, as I said. So, yeah, 1984. When you say I'm a fan of 1984, it's kind of misleading. It's not a book I read on a regular basis. But the ideas that Orwell has in that, I kind of put that to a lot of the philosophy that can be put to a lot of current events.
Right, I see.
So,
Apologies for being misleading.
it's a brilliant, brilliant work.
Yeah.
I need to read it again.
I feel like V for Vendetta, at least in the graphic novel, possibly in the film, touches on some deeper ideas than 1984. 1984 kind of poses a problem. It doesn't exactly offer a
Solution for it,
solution.
yeah.
V for Vendetta kind of poses a solution, that being anarchy of a sort. But
Yeah.
it also kind of critiques that approach too. Like you have your protagonist who has a lot of flaws, and he's a very he reminds me of a film that came out around the same time, which is Christopher Nolan's Batman films. There's a
Yeah.
similar darkness about it, and shades of gray, if you will.
Which was, I guess, in vogue of comic book films at the time.
Right. And this was kind of pre Marvel Comics dominating the comic book movie scene, so
Oh, very much so. Very much so. This was before all of
2005, I
that.
think.
Oh, was it that late? Was it that early?
I believe so.
You're probably right. I don't remember anymore. But I was very interested in Alan Moore's work. I know he did The Watchmen, and they made a movie adaptation of that, which I haven't seen.
Now, they've
Which
made an adaptation of it recently too, haven't they? For HBO or
for
something?
HBO's show, which was a lot more
Right.
popular, but it differed very greatly from the original work.
Oh, okay.
Was the movie was I think I heard one critic call it a shot for shot remake. It was so closely related to the comic book.
Right, yeah.
And then I've seen League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the movie, as well as read the graphic novel, and they were very different from one another.
And you're a Swamp Thing fan as well, right?
I am a Swamp Thing
Didn't Moore
fan.
write some Swamp Thing?
He does. He takes over for Swamp Thing in the 80s, and is the, if you want to re read Swamp Thing, his series is probably like the place to start. It is known as the series for that character,
Gotcha.
which are
Yeah.
all very dark, actually.
He's a fascinating guy with some fascinating writing, so I'm definitely interested. This film definitely made me want to go back and read some more of his stuff. He's written some novels too, I believe.
I've not read any of his novels.
Yeah, which I haven't explored any of them. But I am anxious to do so. Cool. Well, thanks for talking with me about V for Vendetta. If you have thoughts about V for Vendetta, send me and Chris an email. Our email address is popstorian@gmail.com.
And we're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
So be sure to reach out, subscribe, like, share us with a friend, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.